Thank you all for having me this morning to this series on critical issues. Secretary Napolitano and the President both know how absolutely critical the intersection between government and the private sector is, particularly in the area of cyber policy. And so meetings such as this and opportunities to have an exchange of ideas represent for all of us, I think, a real opportunity. It's also nice to see that this very much is a bipartisan environment, not just with the people who are here, but with the people whom you've had. My friend Brendan Milhorn from the Republican side of the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee, with whom we have a very vibrant dialogue on a regular basis with one of your earlier guests. You've asked me to speak today about the evolving cyber landscape, and quite frankly, that's kind of a treacherous subject because it is so sprawling and so dynamic that any effort really to talk about it represents wading into an area in which almost all predictions prove to be false, yet it is a subject of high attention and serious thought on both the part of the government and the private sector. As Omri mentioned last week, the President, Howard Schmidt, the White House coordinator, Secretary Napolitano, and Secretary Locke of Commerce had a meeting at the White House with a number of leaders from the private sector to talk about what we could do together in order to deal with a problem really that represents a situation in which there is no single actor, there is no individual agency or business in the private sector that can deal with this problem and with this issue set by itself. It really does require that partnership to deal with this uniquely complex domain. And I think that meeting, which was a somewhat belated first anniversary of the President's Cyberspace Policy Review, is indicative of that. And as Omri said, the Best Overall Program Award did go to Deloitte as part of the announcement of the seven winners of the Cybersecurity Challenge, a challenge that Secretary Napolitano offered earlier this year at the RSA conference out west, and we were extraordinarily pleased with the competition and the quality of the results. The campaign that Omri indicated is one of the outcomes of the policy review. We began last year with this effort. We will do it again this year in October, and the proposal that Deloitte put forward will be one of the centerpieces of the campaign this fall. So thank you for Deloitte's contribution to this, as well as all of the other people who participated in this particular program. As most of you know, the Department of Homeland Security, coming out of the Comprehensive National Cybersecurity Initiative, has been tasked with responsibility for the protection of what we refer to as the .gov domain, or the civilian side of the executive branch, as well as fostering cooperation and coordination in the private sector to protect America's critical infrastructure. So today what I'd like to do is talk about three particular areas of this effort and then hear from you all. The three areas that I want to talk about are, first of all, the National Cyber Incident Response Plan and the corresponding exercise, Cyberstorm, that will be taking place this fall. And second, about our Einstein program and where it is and where it's going. And third, about the national strategy for trusted identities in cyberspace. The National Incident Response Plan, or we always have to have acronyms, NCHRP, is something that was a tasking which came out of the President's cyber review. DHS has been responsible for pulling this together. The effort is intended to lay out basically the roles and responsibilities in dealing with a major cyber incident. And it is an update to the older cyber incident response plan, which was part of the national response framework. So this will be the new plan. It is in the final stages of coordination. It is not going to be a static document when it's finished. It will be an ever evolving document. It was built as part of a broad outreach program within the government and with the private sector, and is absolutely critical to have that kind of input to ensure that as we move forward in trying to manage cyber incidents, we can pretty much count on the fact that it's not going to be limited to the government, and it's going to have to involve the private sector, and that's going to mean that people in the private sector, firms in the private sector, are as aware of the plan and the procedures as officials in the U.S. government are. So what we intend to do then is, with the completion of the plan, to test it this fall in the Cyber Storm 3 exercise, which is our biannual exercise, which will take place in September, bringing together individuals from the government, from the private sector, and in this case, from the international community as well, in order to test the plan and to see as a result of that where it leads, what we need to adapt, both in terms of the response plan, but also in terms of policies and procedures. We will be using this time around the new National Cybersecurity and Communications Integration Center, or NCIC, which is a combination of the old U.S. CERT program that was part of our cyberspace incident response, as well as the Communications Operations Center that has been responsible for overseeing incidents within the national communication systems. So that what we will be doing in this particular exercise is trying to respond to and mitigate the threats that will be posited from the exercise agenda. It's something that we're very much looking forward to, something that we very much know is going to be a work in progress. Anytime you take something like this and put it on the street for the first time, you all know as well as I that we're going to discover things that we hadn't anticipated or thought of. Hopefully they will be few and minor, the whole point here is that it does absolutely no good to write up an incident response plan and not test it. So that's going to be a critical part of our fall this year. The second area I wanted to talk about briefly is our Einstein program, which many of you are aware of, but I wanted to bring everybody up to date on where we are with the program. Many of you know of or have heard of the second generation or Einstein 2 program, which is basically an automated passive computer network awareness program, which is designed to detect intrusions, malicious intrusions, and to support the analysis of those intrusions so that they can be mitigated in the future. This is a part of DHS's layered defense to protect the federal government. And at this particular point in time, we have deployed this this generation to 12 of 19 federal agencies, and already as a result of that, we are experiencing roughly a quarter million intrusions on an annual basis just from the system that's been deployed so far. The plan is to complete the deployment of Einstein 2 by the end of this calendar year. That represents where we are in terms of the movement ahead of an actual deployment program, but it is only the current deployment. As most of you know as well, we're also engaging now in what we refer to as the exercise, which is basically to demonstrate a suite of technologies for the next generation of Einstein. And we are basically moving forward from detection to protection. This Einstein 3 system will be an intrusion protection system to protect those portions of the executive branch, civilian agencies and networks, so that the contrast here, or the best way to think about it, is whereas Einstein 2 is a detection system, Einstein 3 really conducts intrusion prevention. That is the holding outside of the .gov domain those signatures that are deemed to be malicious. This uses basically a modified complement of the system's components that we currently provide with Einstein 1 and 2 and tests the deployment of the what we refer to as the Einstein 3 technology, which was developed by the National Security Agency. In parallel, or as part of this effort, and looking forward to the deployment ahead, we've also begun to engage with the major internet service providers to understand the capabilities that they have, the existing capabilities that they have, so that at the end of the day, when we come down to defining and deploying the architecture for the .gov perimeter defense, it will be a hybrid, if you will, of government and private sector technologies, as we have for some time thought the innovation that exists in the private sector in some or many cases may be better than the existing technology that we have and are using in the government, and we want to take full advantage of that as we move forward with the Einstein 3 technology. But we also want to take advantage of that because that then also opens up a range of possibilities that the private sector might avail itself of in its own efforts to protect what we call the .com domain. The third item I want to talk about, as I indicated before, is the national strategy for trusted identities in cyberspace, which was also a result of the president's cyberspace policy review. And of course, it has an acronym NSTIP, because we can't, as I said, do anything without acronyms. This is the result of thinking about this issue over a number of years, and some of you may remember a old New Yorker cartoon of about 15 years ago in which two dogs are sitting in front of a computer, and one says to the other, you know, the great thing about the internet is you can't even tell that we're dogs. That was a good joke then, but quite honestly, we have to really move beyond that in order to create connections that can be trusted, that both parties to the connection can understand with confidence who the parties to the transactions are. And so what we are trying to do here is come up with a system that will allow internet service providers to deliver trusted internet connections so that both parties on either end of the connection know who the other is, and the infrastructure over which the transaction is occurring is also known to be a secure connection, so that everybody in this transaction can have confidence, while at the same time trying to ensure that the privacy of the transaction is maintained as well, with a limited amount of personal information, but with trust on both ends. Let me close with a couple of quick remarks, and then we'll go to questions. As most of you know, and we have been saying for some time, all of this is very much dependent upon people, on the government side in particular, so that getting the right people, getting enough people to handle the major activities that are part of this effort is absolutely critical. Last fall, as part of National Cybersecurity Awareness Month, Secretary Napolitano announced a major initiative to hire 1,000 cybersecurity experts into the Department of Homeland Security over the next 3 years. This was done in cooperation with the Office of Personnel Management, and we are moving out smartly on that. But I also have to say it represents an enormous challenge. Within the National Protection and Programs Directorate, over the last several years, we moved from, in fiscal year 2009, we moved from 35 individuals in our National Cybersecurity Division to 118, a tripling of that particular workforce. And our plan this fiscal year, by the end of this fiscal year, is to have 260 individuals on board. Now, that's just the part that's within the National Protection and Programs Directorate. The 1,000-person initiative is the entirety of DHS and all of the people in DHS who are involved in information technology and efforts in cyberspace as we move forward to create a world-class cybersecurity team within the department in acknowledgement of the role that we have in protecting the .gov and coordinating with the private sector. The second and final thing that I want to mention is our effort with industrial control systems. Our program that we have is to provide expertise and tools and technical assistance to owners and operators of these control systems for our critical infrastructure facilities. We have an industrial control systems emergency response team which provides on-site assistance. It assists with incident response and forensic analysis of those kinds of incidents and represents an effort to enhance protection in this particularly critical area of cyberspace, but not just cyberspace, because the control systems represent that critical link between cyber and physical infrastructure running electricity, gas, oil, and other distribution systems that are absolutely critical to the maintenance of a strong and vibrant economy. So this is a major effort on our part at DHS, and one in which obviously cooperation and coordination with the private sector is an absolutely vital ingredient. So let me close with that and say that we in DHS are very much committed in working with the private sector, both in cyberspace but also in physical infrastructure and the intersection between those two areas of activity. We are very much committed to deploying as quickly as possible the protective systems within the government, but also to work with you all in the private sector in ways in which we can begin the serious expansion of those kinds of protections with the private sector as well. Thank you very much for having me, and I'm open to questions and comments and suggestions and ideas. This is something we have to do together. Thank you very much.